tough titties. My new oncologist pointed a long, pale finger with a short, clean nail at the flip chart. A cross-section of a breast was painted in pastels on it. The areola and nipple, the layers of skin, the milk ducts, the fatty tissue, the bone beneath, with arrows and labels and explanations around the edges. "Here's where your lump is," he said, pointing to a spot behind the nipple. "Luckily, it's just 0.6 centimeters. I did the conversion, a quarter inch. How could a tiny nub of tissue I couldn't even feel warrant so much attention? The doctor, his expression distant below a shock of black hair, described how they would remove the lump. He explained what the treatment might look like, chemo or no chemo, that I would have radiation and need to take estrogen-blocking pills for some number of years. I couldn't look away from the painted breast. Of course the model breast is a white woman's, I thought. A medium small breast with a bubblegum pink nipple. It looked adolescent, to be honest. Newly sprung and naive and atypical for women with breast cancer, the majority of whom are older, whose breasts have stretched nipples and moles and some gravity to them. Breasts that have seen and done some stuff. I considered the artist who must have painted the breast to specifications. Was the perky cuteness an artistic decision or a request of the client? When I drew my gaze back to the physician's dark eyes, I had so many questions. Would the lump be genetically tested? How would they decide if I needed chemo? How many sessions of radiation would I have? What were the long-term side effects? My family has a history of heart disease, I said, and arrhythmia. Will the estrogen suppressor and radiation affect my heart? The doctor answered, but vaguely. Glancing at his watch, he seemed annoyed, I thought. He said, "You know, you should leave all this to us. You'll be fine." Speechless, I packed up my breasts and left the office. For 2 days, I smoldered. The humble agrarian Mennonite clan I come from goes along to get along, rejecting confrontation. My family never asked questions of doctors. What did we know? We weren't experts. Maybe I should let it go, I thought. But at night, I could hear my breast grumbling and gnashing its teeth. I called my girlfriends. They were outraged on my behalf. "Dump him," one said. The next morning, I retreated to the garage for privacy. I took a deep breath to goose my courage and dialed oncology with a damp hand. "How can we help you, Michelle?" asked the receptionist. My pulse hammered. "Just say it," I told myself. "I'd like a new doctor," I said. "Maybe a woman? Someone who is okay with questions." It took 2 minutes. And no shouting or shoving to make the switch. It was enough to say I wanted something. Huh, I'd have to speak up more often.